Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time.
A mighty fortress is our God.
We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of 1 John, and today I want to continue to look at what John taught about the test of truth. So let's turn in our Bibles and read 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27 again together. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing which you receive from Him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in Him. Now, on the last broadcast, we were going over the three points that John is making in these 10 verses. Number one, realizing the danger. Number two, the ability and the power that is given to us so that we may realize the danger. And number three, the way to fight against the danger. On the last broadcast, we were looking at the first point, and I want to continue that again today. So in order to understand what danger John is talking about, we need to read verses 18 and 19 again together. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. Here in verse 18, the Apostle John is passionately warning the Christian church about the danger of divinely inspired truth being lost or stolen or twisted or changed or altered by these many antichrists who move into the church to preach and teach deception. He says that the very fact that many of these people are alive and well and are operating inside the church, that this fact proves that we are living in the last time. On the last broadcast, we were looking at the first group of who qualified to be what John terms here as antichrist, the Judaizers or the legalists, who taught that we must earn salvation by what we do. But there was another group who also taught wrongly about salvation during John's day, and this second group are known as the Antinomians. The Antinomians began to infiltrate the church during John's lifetime, and they taught the opposite of what the Judaizers taught. These antichrists taught that since it was true that salvation was a free gift of grace, that it didn't matter how we lived after we had received that free gift of salvation. These people taught that salvation was permission by God to sin with abandon, with no fear of ever being condemned by God. Antinomians taught that sin didn't matter to God once we were saved, so they felt free to do whatever they were big enough to do. The result of this perversion of grace was that God's people began to engage in horrible acts of idolatry and sexual wickedness to a level never seen before. Once again, John and Paul and the other apostles had the duty and the obligation and the responsibility as the ones in whose hands the Christian faith rested to teach correctly about grace and salvation so as to shed light on both the era of the Judaizers and the Antinomians. Paul wrote in Romans 6 a scathing denunciation of the heresy of the Antinomians when he said this, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we've been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is free from sin." John also agreed with Paul when he wrote in 1 John 1 verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." Again in 1 John chapter 2 verses 2 and 3 he said, "By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." In 1 John 2, verse 6, John said, "The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." Again in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, John said, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And then in 1 John 3, verses 4 through 6, the Apostle John said, "Anyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him." Many, many other places in Scripture written by Peter, James, and the rest of the apostles, where it talks about our responsibility and obligation to serve Christ with humility and abstain from sin as they brutally attacked the heresy of the Antinomians. You may have run across the modern day equivalent of either the Judaizers or the Antinomians, because sadly, even though their heresy is ancient, it is not extinct. And it is still alive and being taught and practiced all over in our day. The Judaizers were guilty of ignoring grace and teaching that men are saved because they make up their own minds to serve Christ in and through their own power, while the Antinomians were guilty of abusing grace in that they taught that grace, since grace was free, it gave them liberty to sin with abandon. Now, I want to be clear here, so please listen to what I'm saying. Both of these teachings are wrong. Both of them are false. Both of them are evil. Neither one of these false teachings are noble. Neither of them have any redeemable quality about them. It is wrong to think that legalists are better off because at least they demand some response from man, and it is equally wrong to think that antinomians are better off because at least they aren't encumbered by rules and regulations. Both of these errors warp grace to the point that it becomes unrecognizable. Both of these errors propose another gospel that Christ did not preach. Both of these errors originated in the heart and mind of Satan himself, and both of these errors lead those who follow them into damnation. We have to know that Paul or John and the other apostles worked just as hard to denounce legalism as they did antinomianism, because both of them pervert the right way of the Lord and give people an understanding about salvation that is not true. So both of them are the enemy of the cross of Christ and the product of the Antichrist that John was talking about. The error of the Judaizers ignores grace, rejects original sin, and has no use for grace. It lowers God and raises man to a level that is ungodly. The error of antinomianism abuses grace, rejects holiness, has no need for godly responsibility. It too lowers God and raises man to a level that is ungodly. So the immediate danger that John was warning the church about began with these two perversions of grace. But sadly, it didn't stop there. Because we are fallen creatures, men have an enormous propensity to believe a lie quicker than we believe truth. So heresy did not stop with these two errors. Soon John and the other apostles were faced with new and creative errors, which attacked the very character and nature of God the Father, and which then migrated into attacking the person of Jesus Christ. The error of the Judaizers and the Antinomians was soon joined with the error of the Gnostic mystics and the great philosophers during John's lifetime, and because the threat to biblical Christianity was so real and visible, John was moved by the Holy Spirit to warn the church about these antichrists as well. And I would just pray that we could all wake up to the fact that these same heresies are alive and well and being taught in our day. And like it was back in John's day, these teachings that are false and which do not accurately represent biblical truth are enormously popular, and they draw huge crowds because they exalt human self-worth to the detriment of God's glory. And that's always attractive to people who aren't saved. The answer to the modern antichrists is the same as it was in John's day, the Word of God. That we must read the Word of God, study it, learn what it says and what it means, spend time with it, research it, ponder it, meditate upon it, dig deep into its treasures, ask questions, find out answers, and Christ will be exalted in your eyes and heart and mind like never before. And you will develop the ability to exercise spiritual discernment, and all of these heresies and all of the lies of the antichrists will not affect you. You cannot live in a fantasy world that says that Satan is not going to bother you or trouble you or just leave you alone, especially if you're making progress with God. The more progress you make with the Lord, the more progress your church makes with God, the more the devil is going to fight you. And so he doesn't necessarily do this through external persecution, although that very well may happen, but he can do it through internal false teaching, because some people in your church may be deceived by some of the popular television evangelists who are teaching false doctrine. They may try to bring these false teachings into your church, and they will have little Bible studies here and there, and they will simply be spreading the false teaching of these modern-day antichrists into the people of your church. And so part of the responsibility of the leaders of the church is to find out what is being taught, find out what the people of the church believe, find out what they trust in, find out what they're listening to. But let me tell you this. It goes further than this. Every man is commissioned by God. Every father, every husband is commissioned by God to be the priest and the prophet of their home. You have a responsibility, godly man, to make sure that your family is learning the truth about God. You have a responsibility not just to earn their pay and not just to put food on the table and not just to pay the bills, but you have a responsibility as well to lead them spiritually and to make sure your children and your wife are being taught the truth and are not being led astray and deceived by false teaching. That responsibility lies at your feet, dear man. And so you can't say, well, I don't have time to be a spiritual leader of my home because I'm too busy making a living for my family. That is wrong. What you're saying is that in order to obey one part of the Bible, you have to disobey another part. I don't believe that. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm not telling you won't struggle with it. But I'm telling you that God expects you to do this. Well, I'm going to have to stop right here. But please, join me again on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the epistle of 1 John. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the Internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, may the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.